these kids. They're gonna love Dark Falls. Somebody's out there. Somebody. Or something.
Saber's coming.
Come on, man, we gotta go.
Saber's hungry.
Stay out of the basement!
I must have your beautiful hands.
Ouchie. Ouchie, it's tattoo time.
Ouchie, I just got a brand new dad-doo.
Oh, all the things she said, all the things she said.
Running through my head, running through my head. All the things she said.
Attack of the Tattoo.
Ouchie.
Welcome to Deadcast.
My name is Matthew Scott Montgomery, and this is my brother Daniel Montgomery, and we are the Terror Twins, and we love Goosebumps, y'all. This is our second short story in Still More Tales to Give You Goosebumps, 10 spooky tales that are Halloween-themed. So trick or treat, bitch.
Yeah, you better if you dare.
Yes.
So this is our second story, Attack of the Tattoo.
That's right. I just said that.
I know, but I want them to know.
He always has to have the last word.
That's not true.
It's not true.
So, do you guys have any tattoos?
Yeah. Are you talking to me?
It was kind of like trying to open a dialogue even though we can't hear them.
Yes, I don't have any right now, but in another life, I'm sleeved.
Wow, that was the low-keyest
Ashley Simpson reference. Yes.
And I deeply, deeply appreciate that.
This moonlights as a Goosebumps podcast, but what it really is an Ashley Simpson/Lana Del Rey podcast.
That's right. Actually, honestly, can we talk about Lana for a second?
Of course.
I
would get a Lana Del Rey tattoo.
I know somebody that has a Paradise tattoo that they say that they got in because of inspiration from Lana.
Oh, but that's not really what it is?
I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I'm not sure why I'm doubting that, but...
That person sounds like a beautiful liar. Beyonce.
Yes.
Shakira.
No, what I just want to say is, it's not that I don't believe that person. It's just that I don't believe anything anyone says at any time.
Unless they're Lana Del Rey.
Oh, yeah. Well, besides Lana, of course. Yes. But you know what Lana does, though? Like, if... She speaks up. And if she says something that changes, she'll acknowledge that, and then she'll move on, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, she sounds a lot like our lead of the story, Jeannie.
You think?
No.
So it is the morning after Halloween.
Oh.
And Jeannie, our protagonist, dumps out her bag of candy.
And y'all, there ain't no.
What, are you laughing at my candy?
No, I'm laughing because I said y'all.
Oh, you were just saying you never want to say y'all yes. again.
I literally said, before we hit record, you guys, the last thing I said was, it's my goal in life never to say the word y'all, and that's what I just did.
So, I say it pretty often.
You do. I'm actually noticing it a whole lot.
Do y'all have a problem with that?
I think I say it ironically.
I can't tell what's ironic and what's not anymore. Isn't in it? Any capacity.
Sure. Well, the moral of the story is basically Jeannie didn't get any cool shit in her candy bag this year.
Yes, and Jeannie, she has heavy, long, honestly, it's probably the longest in the whole seventh grade, light brown hair.
You know, I think this is our first description of any character in Goosebumps history to have heavy hair.
Yes, I can't think of anybody with heavy hair in Goosebumps. I have a couple friends that have heavy hair. And I think it's really valuable.
Yes.
And I think it's wonderful.
So Jeannie's shaking out her pillowcase, and something that slips out with all her lame candy is a little slip of paper. And she's like, duh. And it's like 3 inches wide, and it floats out. And what is on this paper, y'all?
Well, one side has red swirls. You didn't mean to do that, did you?
I did mean to do it.
Okay.
Drink every time I say y'all.
Wow. Dink, dink. there's red swirls on one side of the piece of paper, and the other side is a fake tattoo of a black snake.
It has a red mouth with sharp silver fangs and neon green scales.
I would pay to have somebody draw this and make this into a fake tattoo and then put it on my naked body.
Yes. Okay, so I need to wrap my head around this, though. Okay. It's a black snake.
Yes, it's a black snake.
So there's just red swirls on one side. That's not part of the tattoo.
No, it's just the other side of the piece of paper is just a bunch of red swirls.
So the one side of the paper is red swirls where we will be getting secret messages shortly. Well, Spoiler alert.
You spoiled it, but yes.
And then the other side is a black snake with a red mouth.
Yes, you got that so far?
And it has sharp silver fangs.
Yes.
These are not white, not gray, but silver fangs.
You're right.
Silver fangs coming out of its red mouth and neon green scales. But yes. It's a black snake. It's a black snake that looks like, maybe if you were somewhere distance, it would look like green polka dots, but they're really green scales. Is that how you see this?
No, I'll tell you how I see this.
Okay.
So I see, it's a question of... it's a question of, like, artistic choice. So it is a black snake, but every now and then, to show that it has scales, there are a cluster of three or four scales, and the rims of those scales are a bright green.
Okay.
Or a neon, like a neon green. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, for, like, a three-inch tattoo, there is some detail on this.
Well, it's important.
Yeah.
You can fit some scales on 3 inches.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's how it looks?
Yes, I guess 3 inches.
Don't you know I'm Yuko's muse?
Don't you know I'm Yuko's muse? I guess 3 inches is bigger and longer than I thought.
You can say
that. I just thought I would skip past that because there's nothing really funny there.
There is nothing really funny there.
No.
So she thinks it looks cool.
Yeah.
And she just thinks, oh, I know how to put on a fake tattoo.
You guys know how those fake tattoos work. You like put like hot water on like a washcloth and you slap it on your skin. Then you let it sit. Then you peel it off.
You know that song.
Yes.
So she gets her wet washcloth and starts to slap it on her skin. And it doesn't work. And she
don't you hate it when you like meet someone and they shake your hand and it feels like a wet washcloth?
Oh, I do. I do hate that.
I can think of examples.
Okay. And it doesn't work.
Mm.
So she looks at the paper again and says, maybe, I don't know. She looks at those red swirls that you're talking about.
Let me take a look at those red swirls.
And as she looks at the red swirls, she get a little dizzy.
Oh, no. Does she get a little dizzy looking at those red swirls?
And as she looks at them, it's kind of like one of those, what do you call them?
There is no name for them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like magic eye?
I don't think there's a name.
It used to be in the newspaper.
Yeah, in like the 1800s.
Yeah, but it had a magic eye.
Do you guys know that like it's like from the deep 90s?
I don't know. So, but anyway, it's kind of like that. Like something starts to like a message appears through the swirls.
Okay.
And it says to apply, use water scorched by the sun.
So she's like, okay, I have a bottle of water. I'm going to take it outside. I'm going to hold it up to the sun to get it all scorched.
And then she pours that scorched water on her arm
to apply the tattoo. And she's like, ouchie, this is hot.
This water is so hot because it's been scorched by the sun.
But her tattoo looking fierce. So she's like, wow, look at this long snake tattoo that's somewhere on my body.
So she decides, I think it's on her arm. On her arm. She wants to show her best friend Maggie this cool tattoo.
Yeah.
And so she hops on her bike and is riding over to Maggie's house.
I don't like this part.
I don't like this part either. And I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yes, me too.
She feels a twinge on her arm.
Or a pinch.
Or a pinch.
Or a pinch.
And I don't know. But
I hate this.
I know. I hate this too. And I think this will win the award for nastiest story. Don't you think? For this book?
So far.
So far. And she feels something long and heavy slither onto her lap and over her legs.
Not heavy like her hair, but like honestly heavy like a snake.
Heavy like a big fat black snake with green scales.
And then she throws it off her into the woods as she's riding her bike and goes, weird, that couldn't have possibly been a snake, right? So, like, you guys, she's fucking riding her bike, feels a twinge and a pinch, and then a snake flops in her lap. I hate that.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't like
it. She gets to Maggie's house. Now, Maggie has strawberry blonde hair, blue eyes, and freckles.
Red hair, ding, 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 dink.
Take a drink, y'all. She starts going through her candy. Maggie's going through her candy as well, and when
Maggie's like, "Ugh, your tattoo's so scary and so cool. Mine's not so cool and scary."
And Jeannie says, "What?" And Maggie's like, "Yeah, I got one too. It's this green centipede with hungry, hairy legs."
I can tell they're hungry because
no, that's an error in my notes. It meant to say 100 hairy legs.
Oh, 100. Ooh.
I was just really hungry as I was writing these.
Oh notes. Man, I could really use some pumpkin juice supreme.
Mm. extra sour cream on mine, please.
Yes, please, with fire Diablo sauce.
Ooh, Maggie says...
Diablo sauce is one thing, fire sauce is another.
It's true. Maggie says, how'd you even put it on? And Jeannie says, I won't tell.
Be a little bit wiser, babe. Put it on. Put it on.
Right. So, to be clear, Maggie has not put it on, and Jeannie won't tell her how.
A-tis-is-is-is.
That night, Jeannie feels that pinch again.
No.
I know. She feels that pinch in her arm. She looks around her white flannel sheets and looks at her arm and looks in her bed, and everything seems normal, but she definitely felt that same pinch.
Oh, no. I hope she doesn't feel another pinch.
She does. This pinch is even harder.
Ouch. I don't like it.
And then... she feels another pinch.
Yeah.
And her bed is all of a sudden filled with three black snakes.
Flicking their tongues at her, crawling all over her. I hate that.
She falls out of bed, wraps up the snakes in her white flannel sheets, and tosses the sheet out the window into the backyard.
I can't, like, convey how horrifying this is. And if I were ever in a bed with a snake, I would never sleep again.
That's right. She thinks this has to have something to do with my black snake tattoo.
I don't know.
Because that's the point of my arm where it keeps pinching.
What's the name of this story again?
It is called Attack of the Tattoo.
Oh, okay.
So she says, I gotta get off. So she scrubs it with water, with a washcloth, puts, I don't know, dandruff shampoo on it, nail polish remover, nothing.
Why doesn't she should try alcohol.
She should have tried alcohol, but nothing will get the snake off her arm.
Damn it.
It makes her arm get all red and puffy, but the tattoo still looks completely perfect.
Wow, then that's a good tattoo.
In the morning, Jeannie looks for Maggie to tell her everything because you got to tell your best friend everything.
You have to.
And she runs into Zach Bailey playing basketball before school.
He's hot.
And he says, hey, Jeannie, cool tattoo. I got three tattoos in my trick-or-treating bag, but I can't figure out how to put them on.
And Jeannie says, you don't want to know.
She screams, you don't want to know, and runs away.
Wow.
Jeannie later catches up with Maggie at lunch, and then they go to their secret corner table. You know the one.
The one where they tell all those nasty secrets.
Yeah. The only rule at that table is you've got to tell a nasty secret.
You can't sit with us until you tell us your darkest and nastiest secret.
That one's okay, but it has to be a nastier secret. Then you can sit with us.
That one's not nasty enough. Try again next week. Maybe then you can sit with us at the secret corner table.
Maggie absolutely believes everything Jeannie tells her.
Yes.
And says, maybe you should check the paper again. Like, yeah. Maybe there's something on the paper. Like,
so Jeannie skips school, goes home.
She doesn't. She
I'm
just
kidding.
After school.
Can you just let me kid for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ugh.
I know. I'm not as much fun as Matthew.
No.
It's because I am obsessive compulsive.
Classic Molly.
So... that's a reference to last episode.
Remember we talked what our real names were? Marathon and Megan Scott?
Yes, Megan Scott and Marilyn Montgomery.
Yes, that's right. That's much better.
Do you guys know anyone named Marilyn? Do you think of anybody you know named Marilyn?
No, I can only think of like a Madeline Ashton.
Right, I can only think Madeline Ashton.
And that's not a real person either.
When she gets home, she checks the paper that's still sitting in her jeans pocket.
Thank God her mom didn't do the laundry.
And she stares at those red swirls again, and guess what? More words push through the swirls.
Yes, they pinch and twinge through the swirls.
And the words say, to remove, use water struck by the full moon.
Oh, I love full moon stuff.
Jeannie immediately calls Maggie and says, Maggie, this is what it says. Maggie, do you know when the next full moon is? And Maggie says, let me check my moon calendar. Not kidding. And she says, it turns out the full moon is tonight.
Oh my gosh, that's so convenient. What a relief. So that night, Jeannie sneaks outside. She takes the same water bottle and holds it up to the moon. But before she can do that, clouds cover it. Damn it. It's covering up the full moon.
Oh, no. It's got to be struck by the full moon.
And then came the pinch.
Then came the big pinch.
She sees this time a fat, black, diamond-shaped snake head push out of her tattoo and wiggle and slide out of her arm and onto the grass.
That makes me feel physically sick.
That makes me feel fistically sick.
She screams, oh no, oh no, where's the moon? And then she feels another pinch, and then another head pushes out of the tattoo, and a long snake slides out of her arm.
Five snakes slide out of her arm. Then 15 snakes slide out. She gets
15 pinches, and the snakes keep flopping out of her arm.
And they start to form a circle around her. A snake circle!
And the snake circle's getting closer and closer when all of a sudden the moon pokes out of the clouds.
Yeah, pokes out like its back broke, and it shines through the bottle like a beacon.
And she tries to pull as she's trying to pull the cap up of her water bottle, she feels the hardest pinch she's ever felt.
Ouch.
And then a absolutely huge snake pushes out of her tattoo, and a big old head, as big as her fist, pushes out of the tattoo and is the big fat snake that slaps onto the ground.
I hate this. And it says it spits a gob of venom at her.
Snakes don't do that.
Ew, I don't like this one. Is this over yet?
She's so scared she drops the bottle, but picks it up and says, take this.
And she splashes that moon water all over the snake.
Yes,
and
because at this point, the moon has shone through that bottle like a beacon.
You can always count on the moon and Lana Del Rey. So the snakes sizzle away into steam right as it is midair flying towards her because it gets hit by that moon water.
She splashes water on all the snakes and they all flip and buckle and sizzle away.
Sounds like me on a Saturday night.
Wow. Then she pours the last of that little bit of water on her tattoo and the tattoo immediately just rubs off.
Whoa, that was close. Ooh.
The next day at school, everyone in the schoolyard, they're all wearing tattoos.
No.
Because Zach overheard Maggie and Jeannie at lunch at the secret table. And within that conversation, he figured out how to put the tattoo on.
So he says, thanks, guys. Now I know how to get my awesome tattoo.
And he said, and here's a little present. And he slapped something wet on Jeannie's arm and another wet thing on Maggie's arm.
Before they even have a chance to react, Maggie looks down at her arm and now she has a fat, hairy tarantula tattoo. And Jeannie's is a sleek gray rat with red glowing eyes.
I think it's absolutely ludicrous that Zach had his hand, like, must have had his hand, wet hands behind his back, ready to slap.
Yeah, and they couldn't react at all before the big slap.
Now it's time to read the first paragraph and the last paragraph of Attack of the Tattoo.
When I went through my Halloween bag this year, I was a little disappointed. No big chocolate bars, no large lollipops with gum inside, nothing exciting at all. Usually people in my neighborhood give really cool stuff. Duh, Maggie, is the moon still full tonight? I whispered. Maggie, is the moon still full tonight? I whispered. Or do we have to wait a whole month?
Bwamp, bwamp.
Okay, that's Attack of the Tattoo.
Do you think that should have been a TV episode?
I would like to see what the tattoos look like, and
The
imagery of the snakes pushing out of the tattoo really disturbs me and honestly makes me feel sick, so I don't know if I would want to see a TV episode of this.
That's a very good point. I don't know that this would be a TV episode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be?
Daniel, like, I don't fucking know. Like, everything on the planet. Like, I would love to get a Goosebumps tattoo, like a Goosebumps G. I would love to get, like, there's a friend and I are thinking about getting on our inside of our fingers just a little jack-o'-lantern face. I would love to get Love Me, Love Jamie Lee, like Kat's tattoo that she has. Well, she just has Jamie Lee Curtis's initials. I'd love to get Love Me, Love Jamie Lee. Probably stuff that's, like, spooky and Halloween-y. I would also love, like, a Harry Potter tattoo. The only thing that's keeping me back from getting a tattoo is literally someone to bully me and to be like, we're getting tattoos today. I'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? I'd love to get like one of those 13s on the 13th, you know?
Yes.
What about you?
I am scared because of needles.
Oh, I forgot.
And I'm not sure I could handle the pain.
Oh.
But what if I were to get a tattoo right now? Yes, it'd be really close to getting the tattoo that says Love Me, Love Jamie Lee for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Or it would be, which I believe we talked about on the podcast before, but would be the Karu Marie O'Donnell Loma Molyneux Carino.
Oh, yeah.
From...
Karu Marie O'Donnell Loma Molyneux Carano.
From Night Living Dummy. I'd like to get that. I drew it on my body for a while to see what I kind of like felt about that.
Yeah.
The question for me, though, is where? It's not necessarily what, it's really where I would get it.
Yes, I feel like arms and wrists are like the best place to do it because you can see it, you know what I mean? But like I see all my actor friends, I'm an actor too, obviously, we both are. But like I know we've seen our actor friends in the hair and makeup chair for there for so long to cover up all their tattoos, and that worries me.
Yes, I've seen how long that takes.
It takes a long time.
And it seems like a lot.
Yes.
So then it's like, oh, I'd get it on my rib cage.
Yeah, that's
something.
Why I say in another life I'd be sleeved.
Yeah, I really, I still don't know where. I don't know where I would do it. But I might at some point.
That's
we'll
cool.
see. Tell That's us cool. about your Goosebumps tattoos.
Yeah, tell us if they've ever attacked you at welcometodeadcast@gmail.com. You can also attack us online. Daniel's Twitter is Daniel Montgomery.
That's right.
And his Instagram is Daniel X Montgomery. My Twitter is iRobotEugene. Yes, that is a Buffy episode, and this is a Goosebumps podcast. Confusing. And my Instagram is Matthew_Scott_Montgomery.
Next time, we're going to talk about The Wish.
Ooh, if I only had one wish on Halloween.
If I had one wish, well, if my lip gloss could say one thing, like what would it be?
And it's been so fun celebrating Halloween with you guys, and we'll see you next Halloween for The Wish, okay?
If you dare.